Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short midweek reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on John 17, 1-11, and Acts 1, 6-14. Both readings take place at a threshold. In John 17, Jesus is praying on the night before the cross. His public ministry is ending. Judas has gone, the garden is waiting, arrest and suffering are close. In Acts 1, the risen Christ is with the disciples just before the ascension. They've seen him alive. They've listened to his teaching, but they still don't really understand what comes next. So we have two doorway moments. Before the cross, before the Spirit. Before loss, before mission. The image that stayed with me is the threshold, that strange place where we are no longer quite where we were and not yet where we are going. Many of our churches know that place. We stand at thresholds of aging congregations, changing communities, financial pressure, leadership transition, and uncertainty about the future. Some people are grieving what's gone. Others are anxious about what might come. Some are ready to move, but not sure where to step. Into that threshold space, John 17 offers this good news. Christ prays for us. Jesus doesn't pray that his followers will be removed from the world. He doesn't pray that difficulty will vanish. He prays that they'll be protected within the world, held in love while still being sent into mission. That's not an escape faith. It's a rooted faith. One thing preachers may want to notice is how John's Gospel uses the word glory. Jesus prays, "Father, the hour has come to glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you." We often think of glory as success, status, applause, visibility, or victory. But in John, glory looks like self-giving love. The hour that has come is the hour of cross and resurrection. The cross isn't the opposite of glory, it's the revelation of glory. God's glory isn't domination. God's glory isn't control. God's glory is love poured out. That matters in a world obsessed with power, performance, and influence. It also matters for the church. We might ask, are we seeking to be impressive or faithful? Are we trying to recover status or embody love? There's also a quiet leadership lesson here. Jesus says he's finished the work God gave him to do, even though the cross still lies ahead. Part of that work has been forming a community. The disciples themselves are part of the work. Jesus is preparing to let go. The mission will be handed to flawed, frightened, still learning people. That's unsettling, but it's also hopeful. Christ entrusts God's future to imperfect people, including us. For worship leaders, this opens up the strong symbol of the doorway. A simple threshold image could help a congregation name its own uncertainty. The candle could be lit as a sign of Christ's presence at the edge of change. The prayers could hold together honesty and trust. We don't know the future, but we are held in the prayer of Christ. Acts 1 adds another movement. The disciples ask, "Lord, is this the time when you'll restore the kingdom to Israel?" They're still imagining political restoration and national power. Jesus redirects them. "You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses." Notice the shift from timetable to mission, from control to witness, from political restoration to Spirit-filled love. Then comes the question from the messengers in white. "Why do you stand looking up toward heaven?" It's a gentle but firm nudge. Don't freeze. Don't become spectators. Don't spend your life staring upward while the world waits for love. There's a time to wait and pray, but there's also a time to step forward. So the movement of these readings is clear. Christ prays, the Spirit empowers, and the Church is sent. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your people stand honestly at the thresholds of their lives. May they know that Christ prays for them there. May they discover that glory isn't found in control, but in self-giving love. May they stop staring at the sky and step outward into witness. And may they move forward, imperfect, named, beloved, into the wide future of God. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, and creative ideas for introducing the theme, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nā mihi.